The federal government is asking the World Heritage Committee to backtrack and remove some forest areas added to Tasmania's World Heritage listed area last year. 170,000 hectares of forests were added to the World Heritage Area. That included many of the old growth areas that have been the battleground between environmentalists and loggers for the past 30 years. But that was back when Labor was in power federally, and the current government thinks that it went too far. Felicity Ogilvie reports from Hobart.
It's been less than a year since the World Heritage Committee accepted a recommendation by the previous Labor government to add an extra 170,000 hectares of forest to Tasmania's World Heritage Area. But the new federal government is asking the committee to adjust that. Tasmania Liberal Senator Richard Colbeck says they're asking for 74,000 hectares of forest to be taken out of the new World Heritage Extension.
Asking them to remove forests that have been harvested over a number of forestry cycles for decades. We're asking them to remove areas that obviously have forestry coops in them, recently harvested forestry coops. We're asking them to remove areas that have got plantation, both pine and eucalypt. What we're looking to do is to maintain the wilderness, the outstanding wilderness values of the Tasmanian World Heritage Estate, and not diminish those outstanding values by including areas that clearly don't meet the definitions.
But Phil Pullinger from Environment Tasmania says old growth forests are among those areas the government is asking to have removed from the World Heritage listing.
He's using the existence of some very small areas of disturbance in the context of the entire area to justify removing large areas of rainforest and old growth forests and opening them up for logging again.
Mr. Pullinger was part of the negotiations between the environment movement and the timber industry that ended with the Tasmanian Forest Peace Deal. The new World Heritage Areas are a critical part of the deal, and Jane Calvert from the CFMEU is worried that revoking some of the forests from the protected area could scuttle the peace deal.
The market wants certified timber. This is going to prevent us getting certification under FSC, in my view, and therefore we're going backwards. We're in fact shutting ourselves out of market, in my view.
But Senator Richard Colbeck disputes that view.
FSC is not about what areas are locked up. FSC certification is about maintaining the values of the forests as you manage them.
Senator Colbeck says that some of the special species coops that were protected under the Forest Peace Deal will be reopened for logging.
We're removing areas that contain regrowth that have been logged before. We're removing plantations, and we're also removing the special species coops that were allocated under the Forest Deal because that was one of the great deceptions of the Forest Deal, where over 50% of the contingency coops that were allocated to the special species area were within the World Heritage, New World Heritage boundaries, which meant that they would never provide any timber to the special species industry. That is one of the great deceptions.
Special species do grow in old growth forests. Does this naturally mean then that some old growth forests protected under the World Heritage Extension will be logged?
Special species grow in all sorts of forests. I've been in some regrowth forests that are part of this process that have special species in them. We are determined to have a sustainable long-term industry for special species and the native forest sector in Tasmania.
The World Heritage Committee will make a decision about whether to take the federal government's recommendation to revoke some of the newly created reserves in Tasmania when it meets in June.
That's Felicity Ogilvie reporting from Hobart.